Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. This is the day that we focus on Avon products and Mark Girl and AvonFoundation.org. If you've never visited Avon Foundation for Women's website, for women, when I said women's, I mean, you know, women website, please do. AvonFoundation.org, an amazing and informative website for those that are advocates of to preventing and bringing awareness of domestic violence and, of course, breast cancer awareness, and great for reps, great for those of you that love to create events and participate in the walks and runs and just like to learn more about the history of Avon and its charitable efforts. It's just amazing. But there are hot topics to talk about. And, of course, unless you're under a rock, you know it's been an emotional past couple weeks for us here in the capital city of Mississippi, of Jackson, Mississippi, because we lost our beloved mayor of 8 months, former Ward 2 city council person, Mayor Chokwe Lumumba. His son is one of the candidates that have that will be running to replace our beloved mayor. He passed away 2 weeks ago and was laid to rest this past Saturday. And the deadline for potential qualifying mayoral candidates to submit their packets with their 50 petition signatures is next Wednesday on the 19th. The special election is scheduled for April the 8th. On the 22nd is the scheduled date for a runoff special election if needed, if two candidates are so close where we have to decide again, vote again, that would be on April the 22nd. But the qualifying deadline, and many have announced their the beginning of their campaigns to run for mayor during this special for the special election scheduled for April the 8th. I am talking from the top of my dome, but I will read off to you very quickly too in a few. But we have our former mayor who will be running for fourth term. Mayoral candidate, former mayor Harvey Johnson Jr. We have attorney Chokwe A. Lumumba, our beloved late mayor's son. I'm very happy that he's running. That is who I am wholeheartedly like. Oh my God, that's who I'll be promoting and volunteering for wholeheartedly. But at the same time, I will be sharing and providing and supporting all the candidates, because that is so brave and so courageous to step out if it's from making a decision through prayer and a combination of the support from the public, most definitely. John Horn, who is a friend of mine, Senator, longtime friend of mine, very supportive of me. I'm very supportive of him. I'm very happy that he is running. John Horn. He's Republican. He's a friend of mine. He's Republican friendly. And his fantastic, all these attorneys, I know. Attorney, of course. But he's a longtime state senator, friend of mine, fantastic platform. He's run before just recently, and he's not shying away from this. Just recently, he made headlines after he had this big, we had a crime meeting at the Capitol. He was subject of media for being arrested for DUI. And one thing, good thing about it, he's not shying away from that because he know that other candidates might try to bring that to the spotlight against him. But his platform is terrific. I know he definitely wants to fight crime. I know everybody wants to fight crime, so that's important. But in creating business opportunities and attracting businesses, that's definitely on the top of everyone's list. We the people, and of course the potential future mayors, the current mayoral candidates. I had a fantastic time listening to one of my mentors, longtime friend, former boss. I used to volunteer and work at WNPR 90.1, and Mr. Evers had been off a few weeks, and he's back just in time. Because he definitely opens his show, Let's Talk with Mr. Charles Evers. You know, Mr. Charles Evers was the first black mayor of Fayette, Mississippi. And if you've never read the book, please do, about his experience of becoming the first black mayor of Fayette, Mississippi. But he had it laid out and showcased the candidates. I was a little tardy, turned it on to his show. It was about maybe 7:15, and when I heard it, I believe he had just began talking with the different candidates, and he interviewed Mervyn Priester. If I'm not mistaken, did I hear Regina Quinn? It sounded like Regina Quinn, Mervyn Priester. He talked with many other candidates, and then ended with Chokwe Lumumba, and what was so good also, callers called in and talked with the candidates that were on the show, and the former mayor of Jackson, he was there. He talked with Mervyn Priester, the former mayor, Harvey Johnson. It seemed like he talked to Regina Quinn. I was listening and also watching American Idol and doing other things, but I definitely was listening to the different candidates. And then I was just so excited when finally at the end, Chokwe Lumumba, A. Lumumba, was there for probably the last 10-15 minutes, and he really impressed me with the way he answered the caller's questions. He had questions from regarding the Scott sisters, and in head on, he addressed the point that people bring out his age, because he's the youngest of all of the candidates. He's 30, almost 31, and he's newly married and has a new baby. And so he was just bringing out the point that this is all new to him also. He had not planned on getting into politics just yet. But since it has happened, okay, he's ready for it. And he addressed the point that he might not be a long-time politician, but he is a long-time advocate for the people. And, you know, he was always right there. I always was impressed. So watching him be like his dad's right-hand man, you know. So he addressed, you know, the age and issues, that's something that people like to bring out. He might not be an experienced politician, but he's an experienced advocate for the people. And he definitely talked about, and it's one of my favorite words, infrastructure. He discussed how important it is to review and look and focus on the infrastructure of the city. And see, when we talk about the infrastructure, includes everybody. Infrastructure is the public sector, the private sector, you know. It includes everything, and the infrastructure of any community is important, and it's important for the different private, public sectors to interact and be interdependent of one another. So I was very glad to hear him really discuss the infrastructure of the city is important, and that looking at and dissecting our legal system is important. He'd been a very successful attorney at a young age. He's worked on his own cases and also worked on big cases with his father. And I've known Harvey forever, Harvey Freelon. But he has worked with on those cases, and he discussed last night how important it is to really review our legal system, our judicial system. And some of us might not be interested in it, but law affects and legal issues affect all of us, you know, because we obey the law, and we the people, that's why we vote in politicians to create, dismantle, or revise laws. So I'm not a politician. I'm a salesperson. But I mean, not a politician, but I'm not an attorney. I'm a salesperson. But I've been a person in sales and marketing and business. I've always reviewed and studied and love researching law issues, legal issues, and so on. And then we're all a people. We're humans. We're citizens, and it's important for us to be interested in what's going on. And there was reports last night that the crime is going down in our different police districts here in the city. So that's good. We just have to keep on working on that, because this crime everywhere is just so scary. But I'm going to go down the list. Let's see, Regina Quinn, former Mayor Harvey Johnson. I think Margaret Barrett Simone is supposed to be announcing that she will be running. Albert Wilson. Oh, my goodness, Tony Yarber. Melvin Prista Jr. I want to say this guy's last name. He's the only Kevin Swarles. I want to say his name correctly. I'm just going from the top of my dome, but I'll go across the whole list with you before the end of the broadcast. But got to pray. Oh, my God. I thought we were going to hear some good news, that they were going to find something, a sign of the missing Malaysian plane. And early evening or late night, I kept hearing reports that they might have found, like, debris, but then I hear up on my getting up and preparing for the morning and for the broadcast that it was a false alarm, that the debris that they thought might have been the Malaysian plane is not. And I'm just amazed. There's like, as I was looking at Twitter this morning, well, I'm going to go ahead and talk about that, but there's another story on my mind, and I have it pulled up in front of me. The event that happened at the South by Southwest event and festival. Unbelievable. 2 people dead and 23 injured. Then the event that happened in Harlem last night. I didn't know what one of my friends that worked for the local paper, Clarence Ledger, was talking about. Building exploding and collapsing, and praying for the people in Harlem, too, where the buildings exploded and collapsed. One of my good friends, Facebook BFFs, DJ Divine Ellison, he was stating that some networks are put in the category of 9/11, but still, it doesn't sound like a fun experience. You know, it might not be the caliber of 9/11, but it still sounds like a pretty scary situation. So in Austin, 2 dead and 23 injured after a car drives into a crowd near the South XW Festival. Wow. Ooh. Okay. I'm not feeling bad that I didn't attend this year. I've never been to that event, and I definitely would like to attend in the near future. Two people were killed and 23 injured when a car careered into a crowd of people near the South by Southwest Interactive Music and Film Festival in Austin, Texas, and a suspect was arrested, police said today, Thursday. Five of the 23 injured were in critical condition. Oh, my God, praying for these people to pull through. After the crash near a bar popular with festival goers, the Austin Police Department said in a statement an individual is in custody, and the estimated 32,000 people swarmed through the capital of the southern U.S. state for the South by Southwest, which runs from March the 7th to March the 16th. So they're going to be having a fun time for St. Patrick's Day. Now, we're very happy and giddy and celebrating because it's St. Patrick's Day celebration time. We celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I promise you, for like 2 or 3 weeks here in Jackson. I mean, everybody's Irish. Everybody. Everybody. And people travel worldwide to come to Jackson, too, as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I mean, the celebrations pretty much have begun. And we have events starting officially the weekend, Friday, Children's Festival, early Saturday morning downtown Jackson. The pet parade happens at 11, and then the official crazy parade starts at 1 o'clock. Last year I was downtown doing the parade, and I was downtown, but I was at the library. I intended on going to the parade, and I was so into something at the library where I didn't, but I did see like some of the pet parade and in the party. It was just a big party. Downtown is a big party. You don't even have to be like participating. If you go downtown or any part of Jackson, rather, you're like celebrating St. Patrick's Day. We celebrate St. Patrick's Day like Mardi Gras. I promise you, no joke. So we have the Hall and Mail St. Patrick's Day weekend, and then the Sweet Potato Queens, who started their own event a couple years ago, Zippity-Doo-Dah weekend. It's the following weekend where we're still celebrating St. Patrick's Day. And last year, that was, I might be a longtime supporter of Carol, but I began my volunteer duties at their special events. Last year, my first time volunteering at a special event was at Jeff Good's Sally Mel Street Festival. And, I mean, it was so much fun. If you go to my YouTube channel, you can see, like, videos of how awesome the 5K run walk is, and just amazing. And, you know, come prepared to get dirty because you get all that, you know, colored powder, you know, the multicolored powder all thrown on you and all that. It's just, you know, it's just cool. The festival is just cool. And I didn't even go to the parade. The parade is like usually that Saturday night, but I plan on going to it this year. But we just have an awesome good time here. I mean, if you've never been to, I mean, we have fun down here in Mississippi. And so it's really fun. And I've been pretty much of a bore. And if I, you know, so, but it's fun. It's fun. Really fun. So you're not making it this year. Definitely try to make it in the near future. We have some pretty cool events, festivals, and conferences and stuff like that here. And not to mention museums and all of that. Museums that I need to visit and revisit, and places that have been renovated. Like the former mayor, he had his press conference in front of the Smith Robinson Museum downtown. Definitely a place where many people here and people who come here for work or for vacation to visit. So that's really cool. But I'm looking at Bob Woodruff's tweet earlier this morning, and he states that 10 countries are searching for the missing Malaysian plane. 56 ships, 30 aircrafts, 10 shipboard helicopters with an emphasis on the waters between Malaysia and Vietnam. Definitely praying that we find this so people can have some kind of closure. I mean, that is just something. I was checking to see if he had a tweet since that last tweet, and he hasn't tweeted since that last tweet. And I've been tuned to Morning Joe and Mike and Mike. There's a lot of amazing sports news going on. Big shout out to Dirk. I hear breaking, making history and all that last night, 31 points. So I'm just, wow. And then I'm looking at CNN Money on Twitter. It's the one-year anniversary since Pope Francis was elected to lead the Catholic Church. So, wow, a year has gone by fast. Congratulations to Pope Francis and to us, the Catholics and non-Catholics, because he's been an amazing leader, has he not? So, really. So, congratulations. It's been a year? Wow. Mm. So, Super Talk, I don't know how many of you, obviously you love talk radio, you're listening to Block Talk Radio. Super Talk Mississippi promoting Speaker Philip Gunn and Chairman Mark Forby would be on the gallo list today, and they would be discussing the Religious Freedom Bill become study instead. And so that's going to be on the next gallo show on Super Talk Mississippi. So, wow, I'm just checking out. That's very sad about that plane. Very sad. My goodness. And then I'm checking out from the Harlem situation, 3 victims identified in the Harlem explosion, and that was from HuffPost. And that's so sad when any life is lost. But I was like, what? You know, one of my friends who's a writer and for Claire Ledger, who I had met at the CARE event when we opened our Breeds dog park next door to CARE. And I was like, what is she talking about? And then I saw more of the story, and I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, just we have good events, but then we have these events, natural or man-made, just happening. And it's just something. But to go on to some, like, vibrant, exciting news, did you watch American Idol? American Idol was fantastic last night. I loved it. Oh, man. I met Caleb Johnson. Oh, my God. I believe he's my favorite. I have, like, 3 favorites, and Caleb is, like, the top of the 3. But all of them are just amazing talents. I just hope, and I've mentioned this to Ryan, you know, he's my virtual media mentor. And like Wendy Williams say, friend in her head, he's my boyfriend in my head. you know, I'm not romantically attached to anybody, so Ryan Seacrest is my boyfriend in my head. But he's an amazing virtual media mentor to me. I've been networking with him since MySpace, like, years ago. American Idol, just amazing this season. Just fantastic, unpredictable, just so interactive. I almost voted last night. I hadn't voted since the season began, but I almost called in for Caleb. I do have 3 other favorites, and some of you probably can figure, probably favorites of you guys. But all of them are just amazing talents. The cream of the crop definitely are doing their thing this season, and I'm just wondering who would be crowned. The American Idol. I just wonder. But you know, I hope that a city in Mississippi, is chosen to be an audition city for next season. I think that would be so cool. You know, I've mentioned it to Ryan, and, you know, we've throughout the years talked about the talents here. We had Skylar, who definitely did a great job representing Brandon, Mississippi. She's the tip of the iceberg of the untapped talent that is here in Mississippi and surrounding Mississippi. You know, my God. I mean, look at the celebrities now that are from Mississippi or call Mississippi home. So So you can just imagine the talent that's here. So I hope that a city in Mississippi, the capital here, Jackson, Vicksburg, or Hattiesburg, or whatever, Biloxi, would love it to be Jackson, would be chosen as an audition city for, like, next season. That would be so great. You know, really, that would really encourage a lot of people here in the surrounding areas to come to Jackson also. That would be good for the talent here and for those talents that travel also to come here, and we just do the darn thing. I think that would be so cool. But looking at the pictures of victims identified in the Harlem Buildings explosion, three people had been identified as victims of the powerful explosion that toppled two five-story buildings on Wednesday in Manhattan's East Harlem neighborhood. Griselle Camacho, Carmen Tanco, and Rosario Hernandez Barrios were killed by the fire and collapse on Park Avenue after 9 a.m. Following complaints of a gas leak, authorities said. All three were residents of 1644 Park Avenue. One of the two buildings turned into rubble. Camacho, 44, was a year younger than me, was a public safety officer at Hunter College, where she had worked since 2008. She was badly burned and died from her injuries. She had such a beautiful smile, too. Seemed like a very nice person. The New York Daily News reports. Jennifer Robb, the president of Hunter College, released a statement confirming the news. Griselle was a well-liked member of our community, a respected officer, a welcoming presence, said Robb, said in a statement. Our deepest sympathies go out to her family, and we are committed to doing everything we can to support them in their time of great emotional need. Tanco, 67, was the second victim identified by authorities. According to the Wall Street Journal, she had the day off from her job as a dental hygienist. Tanko's family began a frantic search for her when they realized she hadn't come to work Wednesday, according to News 12, where one of her cousins is a cameraman. Tanco, who immigrated to New York from Puerto Rico as a teenager, was always a helpful person. Her cousin, Diana Cortez, told the New York Times, if you were sick, she came to your home and cooked for you and cleaned for you. A director at Tanco's church described her to Newsday as a bundle of energy. Rosario Hernandez Barrios, 21, also perished in the disaster, the Associated Press reported, citing police. Authorities have not yet identified three other victims, two men and a woman, whose body were pulled from the rubble also. And then I'm looking at a tweet that says that, yeah, a sixth person dead in Harlem gas explosion. So sad. Wow. So sad. So sharing it, that's something. So definitely sending prayers out to everyone who was there experiencing that, because I know that was that experience, and definitely to their loved ones and those whom they worked with. Man, that's just sad. Just reading that, you know, I feel like I knew them, and just can imagine that experience. I mean, one of my friends that lived there, you know, he was like, well, it's not 9/11, but it doesn't sound like a very fun experience. And also, one of the other topics that we've supposed to be talking about, but we have so many hot topics to discuss, of course, my man Prince. And Prince did his thing last Wednesday on Arsenio Hall, and then my friends in Hollywood had an opportunity to party with him over the weekend at the Palladium. Prince is doing social media like it's nobody's business, and I'm so happy that he is. So you guys can, you know, network with him and his proteges and his bandmates at Third Eye Girl, 3RDEYE. GIRL, and I have Third Eye Girl spelled wrong on my show description, and also an MPG official, Shelby J, the network with her on Facebook and Twitter also, real Shelby J. Prince's website, everything is congruent. On live stream, Third Eye Girl, his website is Third Eye Girl. You can sign up so you can purchase videos and new music. I'll be adding a lot of new music and old, some of my favorite old tunes to the playlist also. So you have to just be in the know and follow and network. So you and definitely sign up for drfalkenberry.com newsletters also, because he always keeps us in the know regarding all and everything Prince is doing and some of our other favorite artists also. But Prince is definitely, he's the headliner at the Essence Festival this summer in New Orleans, 4th of July weekend. God willing, I will be there feeling good and having fun. But look, if I am, if something happens where I'm not feeling good, roll me in a wheelchair. Most definitely. But I'm looking forward to having a blessed and good time. Never seen Prince live in concert. How many times have I told you guys this? I haven't. And so I'm looking forward to this. I see many others and met many of my Minneapolis friends. But Prince, who I've known, he and I have known each other. I was a little girl, Prince's little pen pal. You know, he and I have known each other since the 70s. We've never met in person. I've never been to a Prince concert. Have almost gone to Prince concert, but have never. Sheila E., yeah. The Time, yeah. Jesse Johnson, yeah. Lisa Virillo, yeah. You know, I've met many and know many in person, but I've never been to a Prince concert. So I can't wait for this venture into going to my first Prince concert. And who knows, we might finally meet each other in person. But most definitely looking forward to an experience out of this world. So amazing. I wish, too, that Prince would become a mentor on American Idol. And I think that would be just fantastic, not to mention a contestant on Dancing with the Stars, not to mention Dancing with the Stars premieres on Monday. This is going to be fun because they've made changes, right? They have a new co-host, Erin. Her name's on top of my tongue. Oh, my God. But they have a new co-host. And then what about the music? The orchestra, I think, it's been replaced or whatever, but not to mention the contestants. Oh, man, this is just going to be so cool and so awesome. I can't wait to see the premiere of Dancing with the Stars on Monday night. So I don't want to just go on and on, but I wanted to share information regarding Lumumba and campaign information and all of that. I'm looking on Facebook. I know, and some of you might say, well, you're just going on and on and on, but I'm looking on Facebook. I've been thanking my Facebook friends, too. Earlier I truly thank each and every one of my Facebook friends for sharing portions of your lives, plus effectively networking with me. And my friends, on and offline, I do appreciate you. It's important for us to let people know how important they are in our lives. We all have our, you know, sometimes we think, hey, I don't have an attitude problem. But sometimes it's good to always evaluate. There's the way we perceive ourselves is the way other people perceive you. Sometimes every day is not a great day. Every day is not a good hair day. And so we have to remember that we all are human. We all are not these super people that's perfect all the time, right? We are different individuals. We're different, going through different experiences. And it's important for us not to prejudge others. But, be compassionate is important. I know we all have our own situations that we're going through, and we need not neglect our own situations. But it's important also to let people know that we care. And so I just let you know that, hey, I care, and I appreciate those who do care for me, too, and those that are honest with me and let me know. I could care less. I don't give a hoot about you. I appreciate you also. At least you're being honest. You know, it's best to be honest than be fake. You know, be fake. Don't we hate that? Being fake and two-faced. You know, I'd rather a person be upfront and honest also. Let's see. So I also stated that look like I'll be adding more volunteer work to my life as I promote Chokwe Lumumba's Special Election for Mayor campaign and its platform, but I will share all positive words regarding all Brave and Jackson 11 candidates with others as we focus on learning as much as we can to make competent choices. And also, I love the responses that 16 WAPT News received from voters also that they broadcast on last night. People just, you know, want to be able to make, sound decisions and want to know the candidates' platforms. We don't want to see mudslinging. And that's one thing that former Mayor Johnson stressed also during his interview with Mr. Charles Evers on Let's Talk on WMPR90.1.com is that, you know, they're not going to be throwing, you know, they're not going to be throwing mud at one another. And Attorney Pritzker also mentioned that, you know, it's important for each. If the politicians want us to make sound decisions, and it's important for them to provide us their properly provide us with their platforms and inform us properly on what we need to do. But this is something that Chokwe A. Lumumba shared with us on yesterday. Dear Jackson, my family and I just want to take this time out to say thank you. Thank you for your overwhelming support as you took time out of your schedules to stand at City Hall with us as I announced my candidacy for the mayor of the city of Jackson. I was there in spirit and in love and prayer. But something that his press conference had in common with his father's press conference was that it rained. His dad's press conference, it was like sunny and cloudy at the same time, and then right at closing time, when we were doing like a Q&A with him, because I asked a good question too, it became really cloudy, and it appeared as if a tornado was approaching. It rained at his dad's press conference too, so that might have been a good sign. Seeing you stand with us together in this rain was truly humbling. Seeing so many enthusiastic faces was very indicative of the impact we can make in the city. Collectively, this was an incredible first step in our campaign, the People's Campaign. This campaign is not about an individual. This campaign is about our city. If you're interested in getting involved with the People's Campaign, please email us at Chokwe, C-H-O-K-W-E, Antar, A-N-T-A-R, 4-F-O-R, Mayor, at gmail.com, or follow us on Twitter at Chokwe Lumumba. You can also get updates on Instagram. Yeah, he's on Instagram at Chokwe Antar for Mayor. That's Instagram. And also, you'll follow me on Instagram also, Culture Shock Inc. Bet, KULTRESHOKENTBETH. If you would like to contribute to the People's Campaign, you can make your donations to the committee to elect Chokwe A. Lumumba, P.O. Box 16051, Jackson, Mississippi 39236. Again, the committee to elect Chokwe A. Lumumba, P.O. Box 16051, Jackson, Mississippi 39236. There's much work to be done, and we need you to continue the vision and make prosperity and security a reality for all of Jackson. Love the people's power. Love plus the people's power equals progress. Chokwe Antar, and it was posted by the Chokwe Antar Lumumba campaign team. The people's mission continues. So I posted it early afternoon on my wall, and my cousin Linda reshared it on my wall also. That was amazing. And one thing about it, yeah, Regina Quinn, when she started, before she even began talking about her platform and why she should be elected the next mayor, she sent out condolences and love, and, you know, and that, you know, how we're all just so saddened regarding the loss of our beloved mayor of 8 months, the late Mayor Chokwe Lumumba. But, again, thank you for tuning in. Visit Avon.com, MeetMark.com, of course, AvonFoundation.org for all information regarding breast cancer awareness, domestic violence events. We have the Race for the Cure events going on. On April the 12th, I'm a new volunteer. My I became a volunteer for the Susan G. Komen Foundation, Mississippi, last fall, but you guys know I had been under the weather throughout the winter months, so I was unable to participate and do my volunteer duties the way I should. But my first time event on volunteer duty with the Susan G. Komen, Mississippi, would be our Race for a Cure event, 5K run walk downtown Jackson, April the 12th. I will be volunteering as the national sponsor. At the national sponsor booth, Ford Motor Company. I'll be volunteering there, passing out information and, you know, meeting and greeting and promoting the cause and encouraging those that are participating in the race and all that. So, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to be at the Old Capitol Museum. Because sometimes I'm thinking, wait a second, will we be at the Capitol or at the Old Capitol? But if I'm not mistaken, we'll be at the Old Capitol Museum. And but I'll provide you with more information and all of that. But you can like the Susan G. Komen Mississippi Facebook page and all of that also. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. And a big shout-out also to everyone there. I'm looking forward to been a part of that event and also doing some other volunteer duties before that event. I don't want to, it's almost time to conclude the show. So tomorrow we'll be broadcasting and talking about, you know, hot topics. I'll be keeping you guys informed what's going on here regarding the special election. So we'll be talking hot topics and, you know, what's going on with the Malaysian a plane and what happened at South by Southwest Festival. And, of course, St. Patrick's Day weekend would be like the focal point also of the discussion on tomorrow. And what's happening in sports? The sports event in March Madness starts, next Tuesday. Ole Miss and Mississippi State, I know, in Atlanta for the SEC. So we have a lot of sports to talk about. NFL players like free agency. Yeah, Lance Moore released from the Saints. My sister was like at midnight last night. Were you? She was like, "Hey, DeMarcus Ware was dropped by the Cowboys." I'm like, yeah, but you know now he's a Bronco. I mean, it's some musical chairs going on around here, right? Darren Sproles, what I was saying right before the show. He'd rather be released from the Saints than traded. But I don't know. I'm not. Saints, boy, Saints doing some restructuring. Some people, wow. And I'm feeling good about it. I'm very sad to see Lance Moore. I think Lance would be a good addition with the Cowboys, though. Please, please, Jerry Jones, invite him to camp. You know, if he's going to be released from one favorite team, please go to my other favorite team, go to the Cowboys, because I think he would be an exit with the Cowboys, most definitely. I tweeted that back to Mike and Mike a couple of days ago. Man, I'm like, well, I think he would be a good addition to the Cowboys. But it's almost time to end progress, live broadcast. And I am so glad that you guys are so supportive and tuning in. I'm checking out the stats, and I'm glad that you guys still love me. And call in more and talk with me. You know the number. Put it in your phone, 714-409-0614. Press 1 when you want to speak. Chat with me in the chat room. But I thank you so much for your love and support. March 21st, March, you're number 3 broadcasting here at Blog Talk Radio. .com. I love you much. Thank you, and God bless for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True.